Alright folks, welcome back to Spartan Mindset. This is your boy Logan Cruz, and today we're diving into something real, something that haunts us all, failure. Ever feel like you're running a marathon only to trip and faceplant right before the finish line? You know that feeling, the one where you're convinced you're destined to be tripped up every time you get close to success? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We live in a world obsessed with winning, with constant pressure to achieve, and failure becomes this scary monster lurking in the shadows. But here's the truth bomb. Failure is inevitable. It's like a tax on progress, something we all have to pay. The question isn't, will I fail? It's, how will I handle it? That, my friends, is where Spartan Mindset comes in. Today we're going to reframe failure, turning it from this dreaded nemesis into a powerful tool for growth. Think of it like this. Every time you stumble, you've got an opportunity to learn, adapt, and come back even stronger. So, how do we cultivate a positive relationship with failure? Let's break it down. First, ditch the shame game. You're not defined by your setbacks. Everyone fails, even those seemingly flawless people you admire online. It's part of the human experience. So, stop beating yourself up and start treating failures like stepping stones. Think about some of history's biggest successes. Thomas Edison, the OG inventor, didn't just stumble upon light bulbs on his first try. He failed thousands of times before getting it right. Even J.K. Rowling got rejected by 12 publishers before her Harry Potter manuscript was finally accepted. These are not failures. They're reminders that persistence pays off. Second, embrace the learning curve. Failure is a goldmine for insights. When you fall short, ask yourself, what went wrong? Could I have done something differently? How can I use this experience to improve next time? Take those lessons to heart and watch your skills sharpen. Think of it like this. Every failure is a data point. You collect the data, analyze it, and then apply what you've learned to future endeavors. It's a continuous cycle of growth and improvement. Third, celebrate small victories. Don't wait for the big wins to feel proud of yourself. Acknowledge those small triumphs along the way. Did you stick to your workout plan even when you were tired? Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? These are all wins worth celebrating. Remember, progress is a journey, not a destination. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves recognition. Fourth, surround yourself with supportive people. Having a tribe of cheerleaders who believe in you can make all the difference. These are the folks who will celebrate your successes, offer encouragement during setbacks, and remind you that you're capable of amazing things. So, nurture those relationships and let them be your source of strength. Finally, remember that resilience is key. The ability to bounce back from adversity is what separates the truly successful from the rest. Don't let failure define you. Let it fuel your fire. Learn from it, adapt, and keep pushing forward. You know that feeling when you finally conquer a tough challenge. That sense of accomplishment, knowing you pushed through the doubts and came out stronger on the other side, that's what we're aiming for here. Let me tell you a quick story. A few years back, I was training for a grueling obstacle course race. I'd been prepping for months, pushing my limits both physically and mentally. But on race day, things didn't go as planned. I tripped during an obstacle, landed hard, and twisted my ankle. It was excruciating. My initial reaction was pure frustration. I felt like I'd failed myself and everyone who supported me. But then I remembered what we're talking about today. I took a deep breath, assessed the situation, and decided to keep going, even if it meant finishing at a slower pace. It wasn't easy, but every step forward was a victory. And guess what? Even with the setback, I still finished the race. That experience taught me that true resilience isn't about avoiding failure. It's about rising above it and continuing to fight for your goals. Remember, folks, Failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. So embrace those stumbles, learn from them, and keep pushing forward with that Spartan mindset. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's a time when you turned a perceived failure into a learning opportunity? Share your stories in the comments below. Let's build each other up and inspire others on their own journeys. Don't forget to subscribe to Spartan Mindset for daily doses of motivation and real-world wisdom. Until next time, keep training savage, living free, and dominating every day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.